Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right, guys. Before we get into it, I want to talk about our friends at Promescent. Here at Mike Vecchione Investigates, we want you to have amazing sex. This show is full of sexuality, and you guys know it, and we know it, and it's kind of unwritten and unsaid, except for right now when I'm saying it, which is why I want to tell you about a popular sexual enhancer, the Promescent Delay Spray, that's been used by over a million men and is clinically proven to help you last longer in bed. It takes the edge off and sensitivity levels down, so you don't have to worry about finishing too soon. No prescriptions, no mess, and no pesky subscriptions required. Just better sex guaranteed with 60-day money-back guarantee. Guys, this stuff can really help you in the bedroom. It's proven, studies have proven, that it takes women a lot longer to orgasm than men. So this spray will help delay your orgasm in order to satisfy your partner. It's a beautiful thing and adds to an enhanced sexual experience. See what the buzz is about for yourself and grab a bottle along with all of your sexual wellness products, from specially formulated arousal gels to supplements and more, in one trusted spot that ships fast and discreet. So go to promescent.com. No promo code needed. They're offering free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So once more, go to promescent.com. They've got an assortment of products to enhance your sex life. All right, guys, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
I went online to become a private detective. It was a private detective school online, and I paid online. I never heard from them again. I thought to myself, I either got ripped off, or this is my first case. This is a journalistic podcast, Shannon. We vaccinate our listeners with answers. And I'm going to keep lip-syncing the important questions until TikTok gives me a show. Shannon, how can the moon landing be real if the moon itself is fake?
It's not true, Mike.
Oh, isn't it true, Shannon? You're fake. You're a hologram.
1 in 5 New Yorkers are food insecure. What's your solution for that, Mike?
Fortune cookie. Because that's food and advice at the same time. Shannon, at least have the decency to backstab me, okay? You stab me in the front every time. Some fans can't watch the podcast because they're triggered by our sexuality. And message to those fans, we will leak a sex tape right into your mouth.
This is Mike Vecchione Investigates.
And you're not better than me. Welcome to another episode of Mike Vecchione Investigates, guys. You guys are not better than us. You are not. Keep the music playing, Shannon. I say keep it playing throughout the entire podcast. It's wonderful to be with you guys again. Shannon, that was a joke. I didn't mean really literally keep it playing through the podcast. Shannon takes me serious sometimes. And I'm glad to be here. The outpouring of support on YouTube is getting a little bit crazy. And I love it and I appreciate it. Thank you for the 5-star ratings and reviews. Before I go any further, please, please come out to my 1-hour taping, Governor's Long Island, October 23rd. Saturday, October 23rd. You guys aren't doing anything Saturday, October 23rd. You just have to fake your disabilities during the work week. It's the weekends you get off. So Saturday, October 23rd, 2 shows, 7 to 9:30. Please buy tickets, govs.com, and come out and support your boy. In studio, I have with me the hilarious Mike Figgs in the building.
What's going on, Mike?
Mike, thank
What's
you for joining
on?
Me.
Anytime.
And thank you for eventually joining me as you were outside doing your hair and makeup, walking around, talking with our Gas Digital staff, who's mostly addicted to opiates at this point, I would say, Shannon. But you were commiserating with them out there. And
I
then
didn't
you
see
stumble
it.
In here 15 minutes late and go, I didn't know what was going on, Nickagoots.
I didn't see. I didn't know you'd be in you know, room B. I thought you'd be in room A, you know?
We're in Studio B.
We're in Studio B.
Because you figured this is an A-quality
100%.
Podcast, and we need space to spread our wings.
Yeah.
But the brass, Lewis and Ralph, and the other members of the board here at Gas Digital, the Bobbies of the world, the people with real power, think that this is not the fastest rising podcast anymore. So they stick us in this small studio and they try to hold us down and it doesn't work. It never works.
Unacceptable.
It's unacceptable.
Do they know you're the chosen one? Do they know?
I don't think they get it.
I don't think so.
They get who it is. But you know who does get it? Shannon. Because she made this coffee and I think she spiked it with some chemicals that are going to make
probably Yo Kratom coffee.
Jump.
So.
It probably is one of our sponsors, one of our fantastic sponsors. Yeah. I tasted a little rockauto.com in there for all of my auto needs. That place is fantastic. And this coffee really peps me up.
Can I interrupt very quickly?
Sure.
I'm sorry. Figs, we're losing you behind the table a little bit. Can you just.
Oh, sorry.
Just pump up like an inch.
Let me come back up. These chairs kill me. Like,
well,
I can never get on
the chairs.
Chair.
Or is it your posture?
All right, Mike,
Figs.
I'm a guest.
Okay.
Maybe we should be polite to the guests. All right.
Figs. Oh, that was too much.
Okay. All right. This is becoming a physical.
You have to sit.
It is. It's pretty funny.
All right. I'm shaking.
Now, Figs, you came in here. You were late for the pod. You were out there joking it up with our staff. And then you come in here with a beer. Now I have a high chemical, high potency coffee that Shannon tricked me into drinking. And now you have a beer.
Yeah, I mean,
you drink during the day.
It's my day off, Michael.
Okay.
You know, I like to indulge in a little bit. I mean, we're here. This is Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, right? This is Gas Digital.
This is Gas Digital.
You know?
That's not really the brand of this podcast. We're more into investigatory. You know, we got to put our work hats on a little bit here.
I mean,
so
says the guy who was in Aruba fucking playing craps.
Doing
with
investigations.
His wife. Yeah, well.
Doing getting to the bottom of stuff. People in Aruba were cheating on their wives, and I was there to catch them.
Nice.
And there was other things happening there. It was COVID times. It wasn't safe for me to be back here. I have a delicate immune system.
Okay.
But drinking during the day, you're hitting...
rock bottom?
Well, yeah, I was going to say that. But also, you're hitting a note with a lot of our fans.
Oh, yeah.
They drink during the day. And
well,
they don't get off their couch. They have no fitness regimen. And they're supposed to be working, and they're usually out dicking around just the way that you were doing with the staff.
I came in.
Yeah.
I looked to the main studio.
Right.
You weren't there. I figured maybe you were a little late. You know, maybe you're at the gym,
right.
You know, and all the fans out there, all the guys that work here, they're fans of mine. There was just rows of high fives.
Okay.
And I got to give them the high fives.
You were shaking hands and kissing babies.
I went to the bathroom. I love this bathroom. You have a little mouthwash. I did a mouthwash shot. And I looked around. You weren't here.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I go, let me say hi to Shani. And look at you. You're hanging out over here like Rocky.
It was a pre-production
like,
meeting.
On the corner.
It was a pre-production meeting. You walked into a pre-production meeting with me and Shannon. So 3:58, you crack your beer, you go, it's time to drink. It's happy hour somewhere, right? It's wine's day.
Just one. The doctor says one's okay, even though my white blood cells are pretty high and I need to stop.
Right.
But one
your
a day is
privilege.
Okay.
Your white
privilege? One half.
Thank you, Shannon. I didn't know if you were asleep, Shannon.
I am. I'm sorry.
A lot of funny stuff has been happening.
I was having a conversation with Bobby here. And if you want to move to Studio A, I know we've just started the show. But you do have the option to upgrade.
Because me and Mike
did
are
I make,
Italian. Because
did,
me, can I get the joke?
Sorry.
Because me and Mike are Italian, we call it Studio A.
Hey.
Studio A.
Hey, we're Studio O right now with the Fanooks over here. What is this? We're in a closet. Me and you are in a closet.
That's right, we're in the closet together.
I was a little too loud on the mic on that one. Sorry.
No, it's great. I appreciate you coming on.
Oh, every time. Man, this is great.
This is the
we
best.
Met during Zoom.
We met during a Zoom. Now we're face to face. And you're like... physically intimidating guy. I have to say that.
I'm out of shape. Badly.
I don't know. It still looks like you can crack somebody. Crack a beer open and then crack somebody. And the alcohol doesn't help. Like, maybe you take something I say the wrong way. Maybe you reach over the table. Maybe you pull me out. Maybe Shannon gets turned on. Maybe you two go off into the sunset. Is that a possibility, Shannon?
Mike is a taken man, so...
And my by taken, do you mean under 6'5"? Because that's really what matters, doesn't it, Shannon? Shannon always takes shots. Oh, you're taken. You probably have other commitments. Meanwhile, at your height.
When we met, I was single, but I didn't have any thigh tattoos. So she was like, no, Mike, you're not part. You can't do it. Mm-mm. She only likes guys with tribal tattoos on their inner thighs.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt.
Yeah, see?
Do you have an AK? A 47 tattooed on your penis? No?
No, this isn't long enough. I got a Derringer tattooed on it.
That's one strike against you. Shannon goes a lot of strikes against you, you know? I'll tell you a quick story coming in, and I just want to get your opinion on it as a guy who drinks heavily. I come into the neighborhood, and my big plan wasn't for Shannon to get me coffee. And Shannon did get me coffee. And that's not all women can do, Mike. Women can do other stuff. They can be astronauts. Mm-hmm. And they can be scientists. And they can have jobs and do other stuff. But Shannon, out of the goodness of her heart, not under any force or duress, got me some coffee. But my plan is to come into the neighborhood. I go to the Dunkin' Donuts. I wanted to get an iced coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Dunkin' Donuts is closed. I don't know what they do. They just open. They're open sometimes, but I think it might be closed for good. It had that closed for good vibe, you know? So then I go, okay, let me go to a mom and pop place. So I go to this juice
I know place. Which one right there.
Right.
The Bustelo one. It has like Cafe Bustelo. Right. It's just one person.
Juice,
in there.
One person. Yeah. It's a closet, much like Studio B. Yeah. It's the Studio B of juice shops. I go in there. There's two people behind the counter, and I go, can I get a large iced coffee? And she goes, okay. And then she goes to get it. She types it in, and she goes, it's 6:37. I go, 6:37 for an iced coffee? She goes, it's a cold brew. I go, you're just saying words. Cold brew? I don't know. It's 6:37 for an iced coffee? I go, forget it. I've done that a couple times now where people have said a crazy price to me for something. At the airport, it's like, oh, that's for a bottle of water. That's $4.50 for a small bottle of water. It's $4.50. I'm like, just charge $100.
Yeah.
Just go, give me $100 right now.
Yeah.
Why not just try for it?
No,
if you're going to ask for $4.50, if you're going to charge $6.37 for a cup of coffee, a cup of iced coffee, just go the whole nine.
Yeah.
Just go, what do you got in your pocket, dude?
Yeah.
What do you got in your pocket?
Just give them your chains. Just give them everything. Just
something.
Go, you know, what do you want? What do you want to see?
I mean, it's pretty crazy. So I walked out of there, and then I came back, and... And but you know, there's some things where you just won't do it on principle. Mm-hmm. Do you have that? Or it's like, I'm just not gonna get it on. I don't care how much I need it. I don't care how hungry I am. If you say the wrong, if you just go too far, I'll just go, no, on principle, no. Same thing with like an Uber or a Lyft now. It's real expensive.
Yeah.
The prices are spiking. I'll go, no, I just can't.
Oh, yeah.
In good faith, I can't do it. If I can't catch a cab, I'll just walk.
Yeah. Were you getting an extra large?
Don't try to take their side.
Listen, first off, the airport.
It's capitalism.
The airport gets you because they shaft you. You're in the airport. They know you can't bring in any narcotics or any type of goods.
Right.
So they're going to overcharge you. So you got to expect that.
Because
of
9/11.
Because of 9/11.
That was the whole point of 9/11.
Yes.
To get them to mark up everything.
Literally, that's all it is. Netflix was $4. 9/11 happened. It's $11.99 now. What are you going to do?
Spike everything.
What are you going to do? But. The coffee right there, the little Cafe Bustelo spot, $6.36 for a large.
$6.37.
Cold, $37 for a large.
For a large cold brew.
That is crazy. I know.
And she goes, it's a cold brew. I go, and these people, the problem is you have so much rage when somebody does that to you. Mm-hmm. But these people are not, they didn't come up with the price, the workers. Mm-hmm. They're earning minimum wage probably. Yeah. So it's like, what's that going to do yelling at them?
Yeah.
But they're the representative of that business. Mm. So it's like they're the one telling you 6:37 and you have no choice but to go,
she made the coffee and you walked out.
No, she started to make it, but she did the price first.
Yeah.
She goes, it's 6:37. I go, 6:37 for coffee. She goes, yeah, it's a cold brew. I go, I just can't do that. Mm. I can't do it. I'm going to pass. You know.
You're not Jewish. Are you Jewish?
I'm not Jewish. Oh, okay. That's not a Jewish or Christian thing.
No.
I knew you were going with that. That's not a Jewish or Christian or a Lutheran thing.
Yeah.
That's
did you go whack? Like,
you went too far. You went too far.
You're not
with
Protestant?
That one.
No, okay. All right.
No, I'm a Catholic.
I'm surprised. I mean, I know a guy like you, you got a successful podcast, Comedy Central, you know, you're doing fucking, you know, late night with Giuseppe. So I imagine that you'd be like, here's some cash.
But that's,
I'd imagine you give her a 20 and support the small business.
If it were her,
yeah.
If it were just her, yes. But the business, the fact that the business is, it's not even the, it's the point that business is trying to cheat me.
Yeah.
It makes me furious.
Yeah. I gotcha. When you wake up, what's the first thing you drink?
Just water.
Oh, okay. What, I drink coffee.
Oh, do you drink a
beer? No, so I have like the I have the leftover coffee, and I have to drink it cold. I don't like hot coffee.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're drinking that right now. I really don't.
Yeah, first I wanted coffee. An iced coffee.
Don't know how you're drinking it. Shannon should have got you some ice, but, you know.
No, Shannon did a great job to pull this out of her hat.
Yeah, well, it's probably spiked with blue chew, so you might have a full-blown erection by the end of this.
That's going to be problematic for everybody in the Gas Digital Studios.
I'll walk out.
And for Skankfest.
You're going to Skankfest?
I'm going.
Dude, I can't wait for Skankfest.
I can't wait either.
Are you going to go for
the festivities?
Are you going to be there all 4 days? Five days?
I think so. All right. Katie Hannigan made their reservations, so I said, surprise me.
Nice.
She goes, do you want to go all the days? I go, surprise me.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my little bit of shows, and then I'll just mingle with the fans, maybe get sucked into a mosh pit.
Yeah, dude.
You know, forearm. Lovingly forearm somebody who's a skater. And
just beat the shit out of
somebody. Oh, maybe. That's how you express affection here at Gas Digital. Yeah, yeah. You know?
Do it
forearms, form tackles, inside cradle.
Full Nelson.
Full Nelson, half Nelson. Mm. Half Nelson if your feelings are just not full.
Yeah.
So,
we gotta, you know.
Why you drink during the day, Mike? I mean, a lot of our fans do too, and they want
to
know.
I'm going to be put on testosterone pretty soon.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to get my lady pregnant.
Okay.
And my swimmers are all pre-diabetic. They don't have any feet, so they're not swimming.
Okay.
That was a joke, Shani. You got to hit the horn.
But we can't lobby Shannon for that. Okay. But
so the doctor says
your sperm don't have feet; they have flippers.
They have flippers, and they're a little flippy flappy sperm. Yeah. And
but aren't you half Dominican?
Half Puerto Rican.
You're half Puerto Rican.
They both fry bananas. It's the same thing, right?
You're half Puerto Rican and half Italian, and then I imagine that your sperm's got to be just jumping to get to it.
That's
egg.
What I thought.
Right. You got it tested.
Yeah, I went to a laboratory and I paid $300, which I was like...
Was it a laboratory or a bodega?
That was pretty good. I like how you did that. That's how you know you're over 40, because you did this. That's what dads do, that explosion. Right. I paid $300, which I was like, $300 for sperm?
Right.
You know, I was going to walk out, but she already did the transaction. That's a callback to your coffee.
That's pretty hot.
So
I recognize it.
So I got the sperm
real
check.
Real recognize real.
Hell yeah, baby. And I got this testosterone pill coming in the mail. Yeah. So when it comes in the mail, I'm done drinking. I have to stop.
Right.
I'm done. So I'm just kind of going all out right now. That's it. I canceled my gym membership, which I should have never done, but...
Doesn't the gym membership up your testosterone when you lift?
Yeah, but it was tap out gym. It was $140 a month.
Right.
To hit a punching bag. I'm like, I could buy a punching bag for $140.
You're tired of fighting financially.
100%. So
it's important to mug for the camera.
Yeah, I know. I keep looking at that camera. I'm looking at the
I can't see Shannon. You know, Shannon, can you raise your seat up so that we could see your beautiful face?
No, I just did a little bit. I can try to do a little bit more.
Okay. And
there's
a little bit of drama going on in this podcast right now, and I'll let you in on it.
Please do.
Shannon and Natalie were co-producing. Natalie is the junior producer. Shannon was producing it, but I think that Shannon had COVID a couple weeks ago, or she said she did. She faked COVID. And Natalie took over, and Natalie did a great job. And nobody is Shannon, though. Okay. So Shannon comes back to get her position, and there was a little like, why is this here? Why is this here? Shannon kind of snapped her a little bit, and Natalie was just trying to answer. But I think that there's a power play where Natalie is trying to get in on this podcast, and Shannon is... marked her territory, and there's a little bit. You notice that Natalie is not here right now because Natalie's like, "Oh, you want me to take off? Should I be here?" And Shannon's like, "You don't really need to be here."
Wow.
And kind of like, "No one needs you here." It's like, Shannon, you don't have to say it that way. That no one needs her here. It's just that I can handle it myself. No one needs you here. It's like, Shannon, there's a different way to phrase that. This is work.
That's
Gas Digital work.
That's
stuff.
That's aggressive.
It'll
though.
Probably end up in a steel cage something at Skankfest where they'll work it out.
They're going to go to Fight Island and have to fight.
Something
bare
like
knuckle,
that.
Titty
I mean,
fight.
How we work it out.
Yeah, for sure.
I was giving her a break.
Yeah.
Yeah. No
like,
one needs you.
Is that what you call an ultimatum? A break, Shannon?
No one needs you is strong.
It's strong words.
You're not needed in any way. You can
have you
go.
Ever, Michael, have you ever had two women fight over you? Your non-lethal sperm?
No. No, I've never
really?
Had... No, two women fight over me?
Yeah.
No, I've never had two women fight over me. I've always had a girlfriend. I did have a mistress when I was with my last girlfriend,
right.
But she didn't give a fuck.
Did you call her a mistress?
No. No, I called her by her name.
Okay. I don't think they like to be called mistresses. They certainly don't like to be called a side piece.
Yeah, no, no, no.
They're...
But everybody... she knew it. She knew it.
Oh, okay.
We both were kind of like... She was like, but you have a girlfriend, you know.
Shannon, have you ever had two convicts fight over you?
I was looking for the word.
Convicts.
Or two men. Two men in our world, but probably convicts in yours.
It's a possibility that they were convicts, but ex-convicts at least. Mm-hmm. But yes, I have. I can think of like one particular circumstance when I was like younger, like in my late teens.
Okay.
And it was two friends that I was kind of like dating, both of them.
Yeah, you were.
Huh? And then they found out. And instead of like, they were just like, well, you have to pick one of us.
Yeah.
And I mean,
it was early bachelor.
Yes.
You have to pick one. You have to send one home.
And give one a rose.
Give one a rose, and that's his parole. We're finding the jokes here. We're slowly finding
the jokes.
You
watch The Bachelor, Mike?
No, but I get what it is.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm aware of it.
All right. Because if you're ready to have Bachelor talk,
I can watch Bachelor talk.
Shannon is. I can't. I'm not. Shannon, no.
What am I, Figs? What are you going to say?
No, nothing. Nothing. She's not part of the show. She's really not part of it.
Yes, she is.
Oh.
Shannon's the main part of it. Are you kidding? Shannon's the lifeblood that keeps this thing moving.
You watch Paradise and Paradise City? What's it called?
Paradise.
Bachelor Paradise?
Of course. That's one of the best dating reality shows
that
there
is. Yeah, it's pretty good. I like to watch people's personalities. I like to judge their personalities. I like to see how they react.
Okay.
You know, I like to see, I could tell who's fake and who's not fake.
Who's faking it?
There's a lot. Natalie R., she's fake.
There's a lot
Natalie
of
Natalie M. is nice.
Oh, okay.
Natalie R., bitch.
There's a lot of people faking it.
Yeah, a lot of Natalies, too, that you have to say the first letter of their
last
name.
Well, that's weird because, you know, Natalie, the other producer on this podcast, that's her name.
Wow.
So was that? Were you alluding to that she's being fake and Shannon is being real?
No, Team Shannon.
And Natalie's not here right now.
Team.
So you're kind of
Shannon.
Talking behind her back, and she might find out about this in a clip. Hopefully, if we do the clips and the captioning. Anyway, that was a shout out to Tanner, who does the clips.
Oh, cool.
So that's pretty cool. But yeah, I had this joke years ago, and I'll go into it now, where it's I got broken up with and I felt bad about myself. So this is what I was doing to feel better about myself. I have a GPS in my phone, GPS in my car. I put them both to the female voice. I put in different destinations than I would just drive. It felt like two women were fighting over me. That's my joke.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty solid.
Maybe throw up the suicide prevention hotline number on the TV now, because it sounds like you're trying to drive off a cliff, Mike.
It's pretty solid.
Sounds like you're trying to just end it all there, Mikey. Have the GPS talking to each other. And I'm the one with a problem because I'm having a little IPA.
You're having an IPA, and that's high alcoholic content.
Yeah, I'm sweating.
And you passed on the Coors Light, and you went right to the alcoholic content, high alcoholic content.
I'm more comfortable with you, Mike.
Yeah.
Last time, we did the Spooky Time show,
right.
And then we did Zoom in Aruba, and you know, now at this point, it's like, this is me.
This is us together. Yep. And you have a great head of hair.
That's
Shannon,
the only really
did you
good
notice
thing.
That? Did you notice that Mike had a great head of hair?
That's the only good thing about me. And last time we met, we spoke about haircuts, about giving ourselves haircuts.
Right.
And I need to give myself one.
Yeah.
I can tell you do your own hair and you do a pretty good job.
Right. Well, not a couple weeks ago. The clippers slipped and I shaved a hole in my head.
Yes.
And then I showed the fans.
Yes.
What? Because it's about vulnerability on this podcast.
Was it wired? Was the tool wired and plugged into the wall?
Mm-hmm.
You got to get wireless. Come on, Mike. What are you doing?
Oh, wireless?
Get a wireless one. You don't have to worry about any restriction, any, you know, friction, anything. Just kind of, you could just, you're free, you know.
More of a free range haircut.
Yeah.
Is that what you were saying?
That's the style now. What are you going to do?
All right, guys, I want to take a second to talk about one of our fantastic sponsors, Blue Chew. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us, Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer-lasting erections. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of erectile dysfunction. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, No awkward conversations and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online. BlueChew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? No problem here. BlueChew's Sildenafil and Tadalafil tablets are chewable. BlueChew's tablets are made in the USA and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it comes time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And here's a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use promo code Mike. That's M-I-K-E at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code Mike, M-I-K-E, to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring Mike Vecchione Investigates.
Well, Mike's in a relationship and he's trying to get his sperm count up. And
yeah.
This is the last hurrah. This once is the spring I get the break medicine, right before yeah. you go back and take your finals.
Once I get that testosterone, it's done. It's just a little bit because my testosterone is not that bad. It's a low normal. So on the scale, it's normal, but it's the low spectrum of normal.
Right.
So they're going to give me a little bit of boost. She said, stop drinking every day. And that's
it. Yeah, stop drinking every day anyway. And that's a message to the fans out there. Yeah. Stop drinking every day.
Yeah. So, you know, cut back and you know, hopefully have a little...
Why did you let your MMA membership expire?
It was just too expensive, and I hate the whole camaraderie thing. I would go to the classes and people giving
high
fives.
You're there to fight. You're not there to make friends.
100%.
Yeah.
You know, I want cauliflower ear. I don't want to go out and eat cauliflower with some friend. You know what I mean?
Right. Absolutely. There's something.
There we go.
Shannon comes around when we talk about fighting.
Yeah. I think she just likes cauliflower.
Did you have to turn in your gi? Turn in your gi. You didn't pay the $400? Turn in
your gi. It wasn't Tiger Schulman's. I didn't get a gi, but I do have a pair of boxing gloves. I don't know what to do. I wore this. I wore fucking Burlington. Yeah. I wore, you know, double XL shirts that I got from the you know, clearance.
How do you start? I mean, how do you ask somebody to spar or something? You start shoving people around? Hey, what's up? What's up?
No, I don't.
Drill?
You know.
Drills and techniques that you do?
There's a lot of women. I don't want to hit women, Mike. Right. The whole class, it was all chicks.
Yeah.
You know.
But I figured that would be your chance.
Yeah.
To do it legally.
Yeah, you're right. Shit, I might have to renew the membership.
Renew
and start
the membership.
Women, Mike.
You know?
Yeah.
But paying $400 for a reason.
What about you? You were telling me about the gym.
I go to the expensive one now. And
Equinox.
I don't like to mention it.
USDA
name.
Prime of gyms.
It is high end. And I go to the steam room. Even the days I don't work out. Mm-hmm. I was with Katie and she goes, well, let's just get a we're going to go clothing shopping. Mm-hmm. You know, because my body's changing for the better.
You look great.
And thank you. I fish for compliments sometimes, mm-hmm. and Shannon doesn't get it because I'll say something, and then Shannon doesn't respond with a compliment. And I go, hey, Shannon, how about turn up the volume on your headphones and start with the compliments?
You were going to say headphones.
No, I wasn't, Shannon, okay, because I have respect for our Christian listeners, mm-hmm. and obviously you don't. And now you're going to have to bleep that out for them, okay? Because I'm sorry that everybody's not an agnostic like you, Shannon, always questioning stuff, which gets tiresome, you know, in the relationship that we have. And but she makes a great cup of Joe. And I bet you Shannon could cook. Shannon?
I don't think so.
Yes, I can cook.
Oh, I thought you can. Okay.
Can you cook, Shannon? And you will cook, too. It's not like you don't throw women's rights in people's faces, do you?
No, I don't. I am happy to cook.
Because women can cook and be astronauts. I mean, make it clear for our fans. Mm-hmm. Our fans are dim. So, Shannon can cook and she can do the engineering here, the production of the show. She can do it all. She's a Wonder Woman.
Who went to space first, monkeys or women?
That's an interesting thing. Shannon, could we look that up? Monkeys or women?
I feel like Figs knows the answer.
No.
And Figs is taking shots down the field here.
Listen,
he's trying to set us back.
I am hammered.
You're
right
hammered
now.
Right now. Okay. And as a result, you have a couple beers. All of a sudden, women shouldn't vote.
And I was just curious. Did little Chippy the monkey or did Shanny go to the moon first? And I think it would have. I think it's the monkey, Mike.
But maybe it was a female monkey.
That's the first thing that came up was that 60 years ago, two female monkeys went into space. but I have to research it more specifically.
What were their pronouns, Shannon? That's pretty awesome that two female monkeys. So we split the difference on that one.
I guess it's
you were trying to make some kind of a construction site male dominated. I'm four beers in point, and it backfired on you, Michael.
No, I have an answer.
Okay.
So the first monkey named Albert went to space in June of 1948.
Right.
And the first woman, Valentina Tereshkova, went to space in 1963.
Okay.
So monkeys first.
get a new production person. Get her out of here. Just get a fucking monkey. Oh my God, that is embarrassing.
1948. No, I figure it's a compliment because you want the monkey.
Yes.
To if the monkey has to die, you don't want a woman to die. You don't want a person to die. And women are people, Michael.
You're right.
Women are people. I want you to say it. Women, say it. Women are people.
Women are people.
Okay, thank you.
But
thank you for saying that for our fans. A lot of our fans don't get it.
I mean, a lot of the fans are going to think that it was more important that the monkey made it to the moon than Sally Johnson. I think Sally Johnson was the first female astronaut. I may be wrong, but that's an astronaut
name. Was it Sally Ride? Shannon?
The name of the woman astronaut?
Yeah.
No, it's a Russian name. Valentina Tereshkova.
Valentina Tereshkova.
Yeah, Tereshkova. She also did ice skating.
I think he probably dated her in the 80s.
I did.
I'm sorry. You're being ageist right now. You're being ageist towards me and to a lesser extent Shannon because she's younger.
I know I have a mature demeanor, but I was born in 1990, Mike.
Were you really?
Yeah.
What's the facial hair about, Mike? It's like I can get you pregnant. I can get you pregnant.
Yeah.
Is that what it's saying?
Yeah. Insecurities because my face got fatter from all the alcohol and the pandemic, mainly the pandemic.
Right.
So this kind of makes me feel a little more confident, but. Because if I shave it off, I look bloated. Look bloated.
You got a baby face.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, Shannon doesn't like it. Shannon doesn't like it unless you have a scar across your eye.
Scars.
Dirt, scar.
Scars are hot, Shannon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Somebody getting hit with a bottle and having go to the ER and then do a copay. And then, does it turn you on when he pays the deductible on the emergency room visit? Let's get to the real brass tacks of what happens.
Yeah.
Not that part. But if he got smashed in the face because he was defending the honor of somebody.
That's what always happens. I was drunk at the bar and I was defending a small person.
Really? Does that really happen, Shannon? It always drunken defending honor.
No, he was at a rally.
No, he was at a bar and just said something shitty to somebody and then got hit with a bottle. That happens more often, I would say, Shannon.
Probably.
Yeah, and you're trying to Game of Thrones this situation all up all the time about honor and valor and all this other stuff that I think is more of like the Marines.
She thinks everyone's a knight, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, he had a chainmail. If he has chainmail and scars, then he was doing it for his lady. What, do you try to help her?
Do I try to help? No, we do a lot of investigations together, but Shannon adds another dimension to things, Michael.
Okay.
And I want to ask, because you are clearly trying to get your woman pregnant now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm in a situation where Katie Hannigan's parents just came, and shout out to them because they were great. Mm-hmm. They stayed with us, and then I stayed with Soder. So the moves kind of made. Okay, I was on the road opening for Nate in Nashville. I was doing Nashville things.
Okay.
I was playing a banjo on a porch, and I did a workout, and we went to the downtown Nashville and saw a bunch of stuff.
You protest abortion a little bit?
No, I didn't do that.
No, you did? Okay.
Didn't do that.
It's a fun thing to do in Nashville.
We had a lot of fun in Nashville, Mike.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
We did a lot of good activities.
Nice.
Okay. And I watched Nate hit golf balls. That was pretty great.
Nice.
And so I did a lot of Nashville stuff. And then I came back, and Katie's parents were here, and they were staying at our apartment. So I made arrangements to stay at Soder's. Soder wasn't there, so I got the run of Soder's apartment because we live a few blocks from each other now.
Okay. So you went home. You went home. You had dinner with the parents. You hung out. And when it was bedtime, you were like, guys, don't worry. Sleep in the master bedroom. I'm going to go sleep at my ex-roommate's house.
Yes.
And you
ex-roommate, current friend. I know you're trying to make it.
And you went to your buddies. I'm going
to
sleep with my best. I'm
going to
have
buddies.
A sleepover with my best friend.
Right.
You guys could sleep in our one bedroom.
Middle-aged sleepovers should be a thing, Michael. And actually, it should be. I know you're trying to make a light of it, but actually, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But he wasn't there.
Okay. Oh, so
I slept there. I had the run of the place.
Okay.
And Dan so you was were like, we have, some, we have some grapes in the fridge. Please take them home. And I said, you know, and then I didn't take them. And he goes, Katie texts me. He goes, Mike, why don't you take the grapes? I go, Katie's on a sugar detox now. Yeah. We can't have the grapes in the plate. It's like heroin to her.
Yeah.
So, but my point is that the Hannigans stayed. They came from Indiana. We did, Katie used to be a tour guide.
Mm-hmm.
She's not licensed anymore,
mm.
but she still knows how to do it. So she took us to Lower Manhattan. We took the ferry somewhere. I have no sense of direction.
Mm-hmm.
So Katie led us around, and we had lunch, and then we had breakfast the next morning, and it was delightful. And Indiana people can survive in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that right now on this podcast. People are out there. They're going, Indiana people, Midwestern people cannot survive in New York. Yes, they can. Mm. And yes, they can.
Were they upset? So do they have any knowledge of the grapes? Were they like, hey, did he bring any of the grapes home, Michael?
The grape situation, and that's a gross distortion of their accents, Michael.
We're from Indiana, but we like the sweet grapes. No seeds, Michael. What's all this rigatoni in the fridge? We want grapes, Michael.
And they're not prejudiced against Italians,
oh, all right.
Believe it or not,
I thought,
Michael.
Since you're not sleeping at the same house, I thought maybe you were like, I can't be with you. Your parents, you know, they trigger me.
No, the parents were great. I can
What's
see
with all these Trader Joe bags, yeah. Michael?
Trader Joe.
All right.
So we and then the parents, their parents went back, and then I moved back in to the place. So I forget my original point with all of this.
Your parents are over. You're having a good time. You were watching Dan Soder's house.
I was house watching Dan Soder's house, and
because there's not enough beds in your
apartment.
There
wasn't enough beds,
so you had to go to your friend's house.
I went to my friend's and I slept there off the road, and then I came back and I still showered at my expensive gym. I still steamed and showered because it's right in the neighborhood.
One of the best parts of Equinox,
Equinox
is the bathroom and the gym.
And the steam room. Mm-hmm. And I sweat out all my toxins,
mm-hmm.
took a shower, and then came back. So that's what happened. So shout out to the Hannigans. Katie's mom bought me socks.
Nice.
And lemon pepper.
Are they Jewish?
And no.
Oh, okay.
Jewish people aren't allowed in Indiana. Huh.
Well, they always give socks. Jews are always like, are they? Here are happy. He's a
No, because
of happy
I asked sock. For I asked for I had a list of things that I needed, and one was a pair of socks because I had this cheap pair of cheap socks, and the material would come off in my feet.
I hate
and
that.
Be all over the place. I really got on my nerves.
Yeah.
So she brought me and one socks, which are I mean the socks changed my life. Perfect.
Did you?
They changed my life.
Mike.
And they were black socks. And I have white socks also.
Mike.
And I keep them in the same drawer, Shannon, Mike. Before you take it and extrapolate it out into something that it's not.
Hold on. I need... Mike, did you just say and one?
And one.
Okay. You're familiar with and one.
Yeah. And
yeah,
one.
They don't make and one anymore. Which
no.
means she got those socks from Marshall's.
Or I don't care where
TJ
she got
Maxx.
Them from. If I don't care where she got them from, and you can make fun of And One all you want, Mike. It's I call them throwback footwears. Then
yeah, how many?
Whatever you kids brand. It's all about branding now, Mike. You're trying to slam me.
God.
Oh, they don't make it anymore. They don't make it anymore. That's not cool. It's like I don't care if they don't.
It's like if
throwback.
It's like if you're like Figs. You know, Figs. You've done a podcast a bunch of times, and I'm starting to like you. I want to take you on tour. Like I want you to meet Sebastian and Mike, like
I want to meet Sebastian.
Mike, your career, we're going to elevate your career. And before we do it, we have this big party at my house. I want you to come. It's my birthday. And I show up to your party and I bring a bottle of wine and it's Yellowtail. That's what your mother-in-law did to you with the socks. She gave you a pair of clearance socks.
You can call them whatever you want to call them. Like,
she gave
they're
you
on my
FUBU
feet
socks.
Right now. They're massaging my feet right now.
I would question your whole relationship.
Wonderful. I like somebody who goes against the grain.
Okay. Nike, Adidas, Reebok, nice socks. Ralph Lauren, Polo, nice socks.
Yeah.
And one.
My foot is breathing right now. It's comfortable. I actually could do things in these socks that I probably athletically wouldn't be able to do with other socks.
Yeah.
I'm saying they boost me and they make me a better man. Thank you, Jenny.
She got them at Walmart, Mike. But you know what? What are you gonna
do? Be that as it may.
What are you gonna do? We live
Walmart
different lives.
Is the Neiman Marcus of Indiana. Okay? So I'll say it for the good people and the good hill folk of Indiana.
I just hope the people on YouTube, when they watch this, they go, Figs was right, and one is a low blow.
People are gonna take sides on this one. People are gonna take sides on this one, and good. Because, you know, we've had to fight adversity all of our lives. Did we ask to get put in the small studio? No. Shannon gave me the options over text. Oh, we could do a different time in the big studio. We could do, she did COVID hours. Oh, the big studio has COVID hours, 11 to 11.05, because Lewis is doing a wrestling match in there for the rest of the days. You can be in the small studio. I was like, I'll be in the small studio, Shannon. Shannon.
Shannon.
All right, guys, I want to take a second to talk about our friends over at rockauto.com. Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I want to tell you about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. rockauto.com has been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. No more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and then after all the hassle, still charge you storefront markups. At rockauto.com, you can easily find everything you need, and whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or working on your own car, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com. So if you're a car guy, right now go to rockauto.com and check out all the parts available for your car. You're going to have so much fun looking at car parts. So once again, go to rockauto.com. No promo code needed as their pricing is already that good. When you order, make sure to tell rockauto.com that you heard about them on Mike Vecchione Investigates. rockauto.com. All right, guys, let's get back into it. So we're both comfortable in our relationships and...
wonderful girl. Katie's a wonderful girl.
She's a wonderful girl.
Her parents seem okay.
Parents are great.
Yeah.
Father, we talked. We did walked and talked.
Was the father like, you're not going to stay in the same house with us, Michael?
No. They understood the situation. And I can't wait for this year. Every year they do a camper jamboree in Indianapolis where they on a farm, a small farm, yeah. where they live. And everybody brings their camper.
Okay.
And everybody... puts their campers next to each other, and then they have like a bonfire, which is another great radio program that I was just on with my dear friends Dan Soder and Big J. But this is an actual bonfire
yeah.
without ads. And they have a bonfire in the middle, and then people bring their dogs, and there's a lot of alcohol and food, and everybody hangs out and has fun. And they call it the Camper Jamboree. And so I'd like to get a camper. Do I own one right now? No, but I'm going to go to an art. I'm going to rent one. And we are going to do the camper jamboree next year.
Little marshmallows, little fire.
Marshmallows, yeah. fire, good barbecue. Mm-hmm. There's people bring their dogs. And then when it's time to go to sleep, you go to your own camper. You know?
Or you'll go to Joe Mackey's house.
Where's Joe Mackey?
I don't know. I was just trying to think of another roommate that you had. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I was just taking, you know, Michael, why don't you stay at the camper jamboree? And you're like, no, I'm going to go to my friend's house.
That's not my voice, Mike.
Well,
Mike is taking subtle shots at me right now, and I think it's the alcohol has gotten to him.
I'm loaded.
I think
can I have another one, Shandy?
I think he's going to take a shot pretty soon. And Shannon, you're enabling him by opening the bottles. Mike doesn't have the tech skills to open these bottles, and you have something in your purse, a glitter bottle opener that says Shannon on it from your other nightclub job, and you bring that in here, you get our guests loaded, and the guests take shots at me.
Also, Figs, there aren't any more beers, but I can give you a shot. There's vodka and tequila.
Oh, my God.
Michael, should I dive deeper or just stay at this level?
You can do whatever you want, Michael. I trust your judgment.
If somebody wants to let me dive deeper.
I trust your judgment.
What do you want?
A shot of vodka will be
oh
nice.
My
it's
God.
My vacation. It's my vacation, Mike. We're having a good time.
Figs is drunk.
I'm fine.
Figs is getting it in.
I'm having a good time. How was that impression of you? It wasn't too bad.
No, I thought it was emasculating and humiliating. But, I mean, yeah. It's probably going to be a great clip.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about numbers
all about
here. So if you humiliate me, our fans go, yeah, I can't believe that guy came on and just took Mike's dignity. And everybody go, yeah, my God, it's great. And then our numbers will go through the roof. And then we'll sell more ads. Shannon?
His impression of you isn't far off from his impression of me, by the way.
Shannon, I do Shannon really well.
Do you do Shannon?
Mike, listen, if you want, we can get vodka or we can get tequila, but I'm not sure.
That's actually arousing me a little bit. Okay, Michael, that's a sexual voice.
Why didn't you invite me to the camper jamper, champer champery?
That's a sexual voice, and you're doing that on purpose to get to me.
Now there's blue chew in your coffee. This isn't helping.
I've been trying to get... You put blue chew in my coffee, Shannon.
I'm over here
as a prank.
Wow. Look at this.
It's a prank, and it's going to backfire you at Skankfest.
Trying to make me the bad guy.
Something is going to, I mean, I think that if you put blue chew in my coffee, I will have I'll be fully engorged until Skankfest.
Thank you so much, Bobby.
Thank you, Bobby.
Wow, that's a hell of a shot.
Wow.
That's
a double?
I'll sip it. Look at it. I feel like I'm in Aruba.
We are getting.
Look how cute.
That is pretty. That's the second shot you've taken at Aruba, Michael. And I did that via Zoom. The podcast we had was via Zoom. And you and Shannon were seething with jealousy 100%. Because of my island roots that I have.
You were talking about the casino.
Right.
You were talking about, oh, I get the New York Times shipped here.
Things
you were like
happening.
Talking about news somehow.
Right.
I don't know how you knew about stuff going on in America when you were in Aruba.
Yeah,
but
the
somehow
internet.
You knew. Oh, there you go.
It's this new thing out called the internet, Michael. Born in 1990. Do you have something that says born in 1990? You're born in 1990. Shannon, do you want to talk about your situation? Because me and Mike are in committed relationships and things are going great.
Yeah.
But do you feel free to talk about that or do you not want to say?
Yeah, I'll talk about some of it.
Okay.
I
let the fans wet their beaks a little bit into your life. Because first of all, you went on vacation.
Yes.
And how was that?
It was lovely. It was very short. But I love the South, and I didn't want to leave there. I really liked it there.
Yeah.
Was your mom with you? I saw recent photos with your mom.
No.
Where was your mom?
I was hiking.
Your mom is beautiful.
Thank you.
A beautiful mom.
Wow.
Thanks. So.
I think your mom's hot too, Shannon.
Thanks, guys.
I'm a late add-on.
She's hot.
So
yeah, I wanted to say built. But I think that
yeah,
will
that's
get me canceled.
Well, do the rest of the shot, and I'm sure it's going to get way looser. You'll be asking for her mom's number on here, off air. Shannon, is your mom dating?
No, my mom's married.
Oh, you're married
dad.
To your dad. Okay, I'm sorry.
Nice, nice, nice.
Edit this. Edit it.
Wow.
Edit it out.
White.
Edit it
white.
Out.
Shannon is white, and the parents are together.
Edit that one
happy
out.
Happy whites.
sorry. Shannon, so... you went on this trip. It was fast.
Yeah.
What were the highlights?
So, one is like going to like a bar yeah. in the country.
Mm-hmm.
I was so happy to be there. I love that they were playing country music.
Yeah.
People were line dancing.
Right.
And guys in the South are way more approachy.
Yeah.
Than guys up north. Like, right. I can't remember the last time I had so many guys actually, like, shoot their shot in person. Because I feel like here in New York, guys are like, oh, I'll find her on Instagram or Tinder or whatever. And there, guys actually, like, approached and, like, tried to talk.
Right.
A lot more than here. I really liked it.
Yeah.
It's that southern charm.
It's southern charm, Mike, and your accent is not lost on me. But what kind of things do they approach you with? It's like, we're already line dancing, and I like line dancing because dancing is a little chaotic, but yeah. line dancing goes, you know, let's have a little bit of organization yeah. to yeah. the body movements that we're doing, and everybody should do it in a row, and
we don't have
everybody
to have
should
physical,
have synchronized movements.
No physical touch.
And you know
touch.
Who did that the best? The Nazis. I mean, I hate to say it. I think I denounce them.
Facts are facts.
But Mike. They did. They were the originators of line dancing, I think. So
we're going to dance in the line. We're going to dance in the line. I'm very approachable, Shannon. Also, kills
Mike,
the Jews.
Mike, aren't you curious as to what? aren't you curious as to what the opening lines are? Could you guess some of the opening
in the southern,
lines
in the southern that Shannon
with these guys? They take the cowboy hat off because that's respect.
Yeah, right.
And they walk
to
over
heart.
To Shannon.
Yeah. Yep.
And they say what, Mike? What's your guess? And then I'll guess, and then we'll see if it's right.
Darling, are you drinking that Long Island iced tea by yourself?
Am I trash, Figs? Do you think I drink Long Island iced tea at a bar?
I mean, the way you said Long Island.
I'm an adult.
Right.
Grown up.
So, all right. So, let's go back there.
Okay.
Darling, you got Is that Sauvignon Blanc got room for two, darling?
Okay, so you say it's a drink thing. I go, I don't do the impressions, Mike. I don't have that kind of talent. So I'm just going to go, they approach you, Shannon, and go, would you like to come outside and see my truck?
Interesting.
I have a truck. I have a four-wheel drive.
I mean, that's...
Both very close.
Okay. What do you got, Shannon?
You're telling me that was close? Creepy Magoo over
here? I have
here.
A four-wheel drive.
You won't come outside and look at my car?
Truck, Michael. It's a truck.
You know, but all the wheels move when I press the gas. You think that's nice, Mike?
I think it's sexy in the South.
All right.
It's the difference between the North and the South.
Let Shannon be
Do you want to see my truck?
So one guy said something to the effect of, I've been waiting for you to cross my path all night.
Yeah.
Ooh. Now that is kind of sexy.
another guy.
That's a crossing guard line.
he was very drunk.
Yeah.
He was drunk?
Yeah, he was very, and it was early. It was like 9 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah, he was very drunk.
So he probably started drinking during the day. Do you have a brother that's in the South, Michael Fakes?
Not in the South. He's in my mother's house, but I do have a brother.
It's pretty sweet.
But that is kind of, that's
People
really
drink during
sweet.
The day. They day drink in the South.
I mean, when you're off, I mean in the South. There.
Right.
But I mean, you have a gun, you shouldn't in the South.
Yes.
But I don't have a gun, so I should be able to drink. Yeah.
But you have
You're
your MMA.
Me, Mike.
No, you have your
I'm
MMA
insecure.
Skills.
You know what? Yeah.
Choke somebody out.
Yeah.
You don't need a gun.
You're right.
See that? We don't need guns over here. We have things called headlocks.
Yeah.
And a half Nelson and a foot sweep.
Drop kicks.
Ankle pick.
Yeah. Power bomb.
All right.
So he said, Shannon.
I think they get the point.
So he wrote you. This guy, listen, Mike. She's elaborate. This guy
he said,
read her a poem.
No, he said. What did he say? He said, I was waiting for you to cross my path all night. Meanwhile, it's 9.
Was that Southern? You sounded,
it's 9.
That was, you sounded more urban than Southern. You sounded like a rapper.
Yo, baby.
Yo, I've been waiting
Yo,
for you
baby
to...
girl. Yo, baby girl.
Yeah.
So, Shannon, what did the second guy say?
I'm trying to remember. There was one guy that he was really young. He was like 21.
Yeah, that's how you like him.
Nothing wrong with that. Legal. That's legal.
That's how
Shannon.
You like him, Shannon, huh?
Take it, Shannon.
Young steer.
He yeah. approached.
You don't need blue chew.
He like approached the whole table,
mm-hmm.
which okay. is like there's
See the eight, waiter.
<there's> like,
that's pretty.
You gotta go get appetizers. I got a truck ass.
So this is like there's eight like grown women sitting at a table, and this like young boy approached and was just like, "Oh, what are you ladies all doing here?" And we're like, "Drinking." And he's like, "But like, what are you on? You here on business?" And we're like, "No, we're hanging out." He's like, "Well, how do you know each other?" And we're like, "We're friends." He's like, "How are you all friends?" He just couldn't
put
the pieces
It's too much
together.
Questions. It's too
cop?
Many questions. Like you can ask a question, but then you got to say something about it. It's like, "What are you ladies all doing in town? Is it business or pleasure?" And then you guys go, "Pleasure." And then he points to his
jaws.
He points to his hips and goes, "Here's a pleasure palace for you ladies. Does anybody want a mechanical bull ride," which is what he calls sex.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Probably. A mechanical bull ride.
Uh-huh. Points to the buckle. While
right. Ride. Points to his belt buckle because that's Christian.
Yeah.
That's a Christian way to do it.
You guys,
but it's too many questions, Shannon. Do you get turned off by too many? It's the Socratic method of trying to get the women involved, but it's like too many questions. You have to say something after a while.
Yeah, I get very annoyed. Like I was, not that I was entertaining it because 21 is really young for me. But yeah, after like the second question, I'm like some of my friends were entertaining him and like answering him and engaging him, and I'm like, stop talking to him, like let him walk away.
Right.
But my friends are married, so you know, some of them like the attention. Yeah,
they were just doing it for the Instagram story
for clout. Was he attractive?
No,
he wasn't.
And I mean, he's not like gross, but like, there's
Do you find it's always the less attractive guys who are more willing to approach?
Yes,
always.
Yes.
Yes, always.
Always.
Okay, because they got to take more shots.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, they're not supermodels, you mm-hmm. know?
Was the guy who was like, our lights are connecting, what did he look like? Was he hot?
No. They're all just like normal looking, like Southern white boys.
Right.
There were like two guys in there that I was like, oh, I like this one. And, but of course, those didn't approach. And I'm not going to approach, so.
Right.
The security guards that were there.
Becomes across the room type situation.
Yeah.
So the rest of the vacation, what happened, Shannon?
We went to dinner, hung out by the pool. And that was really, I was really only there for one full day. And then they did a dolphin tour, but they did it the day after I left. So I missed it. But they did see dolphins.
Okay. They told you about it?
Yeah, I asked them to send me pictures and they didn't. I think they didn't want to rub
it in. I think that, yeah, they throw it up in your face like we did the dolphin thing after you left.
Yeah.
Shannon. All right, guys, I want to take a second to talk about our friends over at Yo Delta. Hi there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. Want to get high? Really high? Really super duper legally high? Well, then now's the time to go to YoDelta.com where you can stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8. Everybody at the studio's been doing it, and I'm sure it's going to be a big hit at Skank Fest. So if you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of states where this is legal, go to YoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. What's Delta 8? It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get you high. At YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all of your getting stoned needs. I can tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta A sponsor of the GAS Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS for 25% off. YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high. All right, guys, let's get back into it. So Shannon, Mike, I don't know if you know this, is the queen of short vacations.
Yeah.
She goes on vacation and then comes back a day later. So it's like no room to stretch her legs, no room to get a Stella got her groove back type situation, which is what I want for Shannon. But it never actually happens. She never gives herself time to meet like whatever local and then get sucked into it. And then she, if it worked out with somebody down there, Shannon, would you be a GAS Digital Southern correspondent?
And definitely open to it. I loved it there.
Yeah, you love the South.
Except for the bugs.
Yeah, oh, you don't like the bugs.
A lot of bugs.
Yeah, it's a regular hoedown for bugs. They really get it in.
When's the last time you were in love, Shannon?
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Oh, boy. Sorry.
This thing is it's complicated.
It's so complicated.
I mean, Facebook gets it right because this one is really, it's complicated.
It's really complicated.
And, but you were dating, I wanted to go to your current
okay
thing. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. So the last time I was in love, I have like an ex-boyfriend that's an on again, off again thing for like 11 years.
Oh,
and
God.
So like, we like made another attempt recently. So it just like reignited the feelings of love that I already had, but he's an idiot and it didn't work out. And so when it didn't work out, I was like, you know what? I need to just jump back into this. And I signed up to Tinder and Hinge, and I do that often, but I never actually end up meeting up with anybody because I get annoyed and delete the apps.
Yeah.
But this time I actually did meet up with somebody.
Yeah.
He was, because he like fit my physical type so closely. I was like, I have to do it.
Drug dealer.
The physical drug type. Dealer.
Yeah. So he's like 6'4",
yeah.
6'4",
heavily tattooed, yes. Hands, neck. I really
always
love
carries
a tattooed hand.
Pipe. Always carries a rusty pipe.
Yeah.
He didn't when I met him, but possibly. He's a fireman.
Right.
Oh, nice.
A hero. Mm, yeah, the first responder.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That, like, you know, a job in something like that always adds a couple of points.
Right.
So everything was lining up, and he was very sweet, very attentive. So we hung out, and everything was going fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was talking about, like, because I asked him my podcast questions. I asked him for his worst date experience, a street fight he's
has
been in.
Has he seen any ghosts? You're
yes,
asking him the ghost
yes,
question? Yeah, that's why you scare off all these fucking guys, because you're like, have you met Casper yet? And he's like, what?
Trust me, I did not scare him off. So he's talking about his bad date and then said how he always, you know, how this girl like spends a lot of money on the date and how he's a gentleman though and will always pay, blah, blah, blah. That's just a little foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Fast forward to the end of the date and, you know, he's running a tab on his card.
Right.
And so I do the girl thing, which of course I'm going to offer. I didn't have cash on me, so I was like, well, I have my card. Maybe she can like put the tip on my card or something. At which point he's supposed to say, no, of course not, put your card away.
Yeah.
Instead, he took my card and offered it to the bartender to ask her to put the tip on my card. And she said, I'm sorry, I can't split it that way. So he just handed it back to me, I feel like reluctantly. And then it started to pour outside and I had to take an Uber back home. And so I checked the Uber prices and it's like $160. I'm like, shit, now I'm freaking stuck here until the rain passes. And he's like, oh good, now you have to stay for another drink. Now you can use your card.
Wow. So he ended up paying for the whole thing. He paid for the tip. And now you're going to pay for that last drink. But he wanted to split the check with you. He wanted to...
Or at least put the tip or something. He took my card. Like,
that's crazy.
Did he go like, oh, you sure? Really? Oh, okay.
That's kind of crazy.
Or did he just go, oh, thanks?
If I offered twice, it would have been a lot. I really feel like it was at my first offer that he took it.
Are we going to just be honest?
Well, the guy is a first responder. He's a firefighter. But I think that whole check thing of taking Shannon's card caused her to stop, drop, and roll her way out of the relationship.
Yeah, this guy sucks.
I think
sucks.
That's the clip.
This guy sucks. He sounds like
that's just the thing. I mean, he's doing good the entire time, Mike.
You pay for the whole thing.
You're like, baby, I got this.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Baby, I got this.
And then you come on real strong. You know? You grab her hand and you go, we're together now.
Uh-huh.
I got this.
That's it. I have a truck.
I got this. Yep. And we're together.
That's it.
And eye contact.
Eye contact, our paths cross. Then he starts laying on that shit.
Hey, Shannon, how do you respond differently? Let's do a choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
Okay, we did it this way and we saw your reaction. What if he pays for the check, tips heavily? That's something for you, dear, but non-sexually. But he tips it, makes sure the waitress is taken care of.
It might have been a guy, but he still calls him dear.
Right.
Because it's 2021.
Honey,
hey.
He compliments him. He's like, you got a great build. What gym do you go to? Yeah. And then the guy starts answering. He's like, all right.
He's got a low sperm count. You're like, okay, here's 20. Shut up.
And then he grabs your hand. He goes, what are we doing with our clothes on? Still. Yeah. He just comes on super strong, Shannon. Yeah. I mean, he takes a shot down the field.
Yeah.
So how do you respond that way, Shannon? I feel like I'm guessing here, you roll him back, but you do it gently because you're not hating it.
I would hate that.
Oh.
You would hate it.
I was completely wrong.
What? He takes his shirt off. He has a tattoo. It says ladder 49. It's skulls and two ladders like connecting with each other, but a spark at the tip. And he's jacked. And he's like, and you're like, well, and he's like, oh, you'll pay for the next round now. And he's like, no, I got it. Pulls out a Capital One Platinum.
Yeah.
I don't like the pushing too quickly for sex.
But if charming, if he did it in a charming way.
No.
Imagine if Shannon was like,
there's charm goes a long way, Shannon. It really, really does.
You know why Shannon fits in so well with Gas Digital? Because she's not just like this crazy slut woman. Like, you think Gas Digital, you think fucking,
I thought you were going to say because she'll fight somebody on the street.
She's like calm. She's like nice. She's humble. She's a sweet
girl.
Shannon's
all class.
Imagine if Shannon was just like,
a whore.
Yeah, fucking, this fireman, I took his pole out and he splashed me down and it was raining, but it was already raining in my pants.
Are you, that was a pretty good
drunk
one.
Yes. What?
No, that was a solid.
It was.
Are you worried about firefighters and then, you know, the whole wet t-shirt contest thing? They show up to a fire. It's not really a fire. They hose down women and then it's a party. Are you worried about that, Shannon?
No.
Is that subconsciously what you're worried about?
No. I'm okay with
firefighters.
That.
So you were, real question, you were in it the whole time until the check thing happened?
Yeah, it was fine. Also, when
and
I
he was good looking, Shannon, right?
He was good looking.
Ah, wow.
He's attractive.
She says that in front of us. I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
Oh, sorry, guys.
We're good looking, too.
You also.
We're really attractive. And our hair is awesome.
Yes, he didn't have hair, so.
Okay, but you like that, too.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Yeah.
My girl would cheat on me with you in a heartbeat because of your grayish hair.
Yeah.
I have one gray.
Passive-aggressive shot.
No.
That was a shot. My girlfriend loves to have sex with the elderly, and I think that you're right up her alley. It's like, Mike, it's not lost on me what you're doing.
She likes the salt pepper look. I have one. Yeah. She's like, I can't wait till you have gray hair. You're going to look so hot. If she saw you,
it'd
be all over.
I'm very, very powerful here. Does she know how high I am on the Gas Digital ratings? I'm really, really high. And no one is in the Studio A. And they still kicked us out. They still said, we don't want you in here.
Yeah, Godfrey's like, I need to be clean. I need to be empty for now.
I did offer to switch mid-show.
Right.
I'm sorry.
But then you had already sent Natalie out, and that's a whole different ball of wax. It's a Lifetime Movie of the Week.
I apologize.
Guys are fighting over the producers.
I apologize for bringing it up.
No.
This has been intimate. This is so intimate. And this is it. So many clips. You know,
there's a lot. This is a lot of clips on this. If you and Tanner can't find the clips on this podcast, Shannon, I don't know what to tell you. I'm going to ask for your credit card.
Oh, no.
Okay? For Mike's drinks. That's not on the house, Mike. Okay?
What?
Gas Digital sends you a bill.
You know, I don't even think I have a male friend that would take my card. And maybe this is too
anti-feminist,
but...
But, you know, let me bring it back to me for a second. For your birthday, I always take care of stuff.
You do. You do.
And for Shannon's birthday. And if Shannon would come out normally, I would take care of it.
Because you're a good guy.
No, because also Shannon is valuable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not for... I'm not a charity.
She works hard.
Like, Shannon's,
you take care of the girl. She works hard.
She's valuable. I think it's a value thing. It's not like a thing where it's like when a man pays for something, it's like it's intrinsic of... I value you. Isn't that the way you feel, Shannon? You are valuable. I'm going to take care of this because I value you.
And also, you know, I've thought about it a lot, and I think...
I bet you have. I bet you go to sleep thinking about it.
Have you texted him? Have you guys had any type of communication?
No. Let's not get into the text, Mike, because you just struck a nerve.
I'm hammered. I need a napkin. I'm crying. My ears are tearing. I don't know why.
Ears are tearing. But I think it comes down to, like, in a weird way, like a sense of, like, safety or security. Like, I'm with a guy that I know, like, he has it.
Yeah.
Not money meaning, but just like he can take care of things
right.
that I don't have to worry about it. Because now if we were to go out again, I'm like, well, how much money do I have to bring with me? How much of this? Or is it going to be an awkward thing when it comes time to pay? If the first date he took my card, what's going to happen on the second date?
And if a street gang approaches you, he has that covered.
Yeah.
If the check is a little bit more than he expected, he has that covered.
Right.
Yeah.
You know. He can spin kick. He can do, you know, financially. Uh-huh. He's got you. You know, it's just a lot of different aspects.
He has a razor blade.
He's got a blade.
You know,
In his gums.
Legal under 2 inches.
That actually is legal.
Oh,
I think it's legal.
Yeah, I think it has to be under 4 inches a blade.
Yeah,
under 4 inches. Mike, ringing a bell.
Yeah, hey.
That was a slam.
Average penis
that
alert.
That was a slam. I took advantage of Mike while he was drinking. He was off thinking about some other joke, and I took it to him. And if you want to fault me for that, fault me for that. He's a guest. He's doing me a favor by coming on and being drunk so our ratings will go up.
You're charging
me. And I took advantage of him with a 4-inch penis joke. Our Christian fans don't appreciate that, but they got it and they love it. And now they're going to hit the subscribe button. Shannon, is there a subscribe button to this?
There better be.
There is on YouTube.
Hit the subscribe button. No. Or is that too much work for you guys? Also, because you're drinking during the day.
Yeah.
I haven't yelled at the fans enough. I usually yell at them a lot.
Hit the notification button so they get an alert.
You need to get notified every time we say anything into a microphone, and you need to get notified. Oh, my baby needs to get breastfed. Notification! We just did another earth-shattering podcast, and you need to be notified. And Venmo me. I just go too far. And you need to Venmo me.
How do you feel about that? How do you feel about people that put their Venmo out there?
You know, I would say if it's a piece of art, if you like do an hour and then do a Venmo, I say it's fine.
Okay.
But the thing is like if you just ask for, I don't know, take a shot down the field.
Yeah.
Go fund me.
I mean, I got 20.
Go fund me.
I got 22,000 followers on TikTok.
Get out of here.
So I might throw my Venmo in there. Yeah. I don't know. But if you're telling me, I look up to you. You're telling me to do it.
Oh, I don't know this kind of stuff. Look up to me for like jokes.
Oh, okay.
But don't look up to me for like navigating the business.
Well, you talked about TikTok at the beginning of the show. You were like, TikTok investigates. You were like, I got a TikTok hour.
Yes.
In your promo, you said that. So you're telling me you said that, but you don't know about TikTok?
No, I know how to reference TikTok.
Oh,
I know generally what it is.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but that's a lot of what this podcast is. Generally referencing something and then moving forward.
Great.
Okay.
Okay.
Because our investigations are superficial, but we are internet sleuths. And for those of you asking about like different, like we will investigate, but we always do it in a superficial way, and sometimes we dig deeper. Am I countering everything I'm saying with the exact opposite? Yes, I am. But that's why you tune in. This has been a hot episode, Mike. We're an hour and one in.
Can I get a napkin, Shannon? I don't know why. I have a dog, and I think the dog hair is getting...
We'll let the dogs out.
I'm sorry.
My favorite song. It's my favorite.
Have I been needy?
Absolutely not.
I got two drinks, and I'm asking for a napkin now.
No, I don't think so. I mean, you're treating Shannon like she's a waitress. But other than that, I think you're doing great, Mike.
Thank you, Michael.
This is really... And you're sipping that shot? I expect you to do that all at once.
I just saw her face through the glasses. You were like not impressed. She's like, oh, that fucking guy.
Shannon has a lot of fun on this podcast. Shannon, do you have a lot of fun on this podcast?
I know there's nothing about ghosts on it. Mike's
I don't have COVID. I don't have anything. No. It's just my dog. I woke up this morning, my dog was in my face. She jumped onto the bed without permission. And I've been
Your dog's gotta get permission to jump on the bed.
Yeah, I go like that and she knows she can come on the bed.
Wow.
I did not do that. And she came up anyways. She is a bitch.
Oh.
She's a female. And I woke and now I'm suffering because of it, so I'm drinking.
You're blaming your dog for being a woman.
Also,
for being a female.
I wonder if dogs went to the moon first before
women. Oh, here we go. With his trick questions. Mike came on with an agenda.
Did a mini schnauzer go on before Sandra Marshall made it to the moon?
Oh my God.
They're just saying
we have to look it up now. We have to look it up. That's what you're doing. You're triggering us. You're gaslighting us.
1957, so yes, before woman.
Oh my God.
Why are they sending
this is
the
bad.
Zoo?
This is setting back women's rights.
The whole petting zoo was on Neptune before they sent one female.
Michael, I don't know. Did you come on this podcast to set back women's rights? Because that's what you're doing.
Maybe it's the alcohol. Maybe it's my inner Latino in me. I just want to, I don't know.
Was Susan B. Anthony on a coin first or was Bigfoot? Let's see if we could just do the whole thing in right now. This has been a great podcast. Let's take this opportunity to go to plugs.
Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only.
Closers only.
Always be closing. Always be closing.
I'm going to have Heidi lick some caviar off my balls in the meantime.
This guy is a wrecking machine. Wrecking machine. And he's hungry.
For me, I'm Mike Vecchione, the reason that you're listening to this podcast, along with Shannon and Figs. Follow me at Comic Mike V on all social media platforms. October 23rd, please come out to Governor's. I'm shooting an hour, two shows, 7, 9:30. Govs.com for tickets. I need people out. Please come out. I promise it'll be a good show. And follow me on social media, MikeVecchio.com for dates. And my other podcast is doing great, Macaroni Rascals with Greg Stone. It's a Patreon, but we do release the episodes for free after a while. But join up on the Patreon, Macaroni Rascals. That's all for me. If I think of anything else, I'll get back to you guys. Mikey, what do you got?
Go on TikTok, Figgy the Kid. Follow me. I do a lot of stupid shit on that. Go to MikeFigs.com, at my Instagram, all that stuff. Brooklyn Comedy Club next week. Sip Studio next week. We're doing a little fundraiser for this show I'm on. Cannoli Fans. It's like a mafia parody. We got into the Soprano Con thing.
Oh, nice.
I'm struggling. Go to that. Subscribe to the cannolifans.com. Check it out. MikeFigs.com. Yeah, man. Yeah. All my
Cannoli Fans, Macaroni Rascals.
Yeah, I mean, what's
you
going on?
You basically have your meals planned with podcasts. Shannon, what do you got?
Okay, you can listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. Follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. And wherever you listen to Mike Vecchione Investigates, you can also watch it live for free every single Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern at gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. That's absolutely for free. But the best way to support the show is to go to gasdigitalnetwork.com, use promo code MVI. You'll get a one-week free trial, which gives you access to every single episode we've ever done, every single episode of every single show on Gas Digital Network, all for free for 1 week. If you have any questions, comments, or your own investigation to submit, send it to MikeVecchioneInvestigates@gmail.com. Go to podcastmerch.com for t-shirts, hoodies, and mugs. And if you listen on iTunes or YouTube, make sure to rate, review, and tell a friend. That's
it. You guys are the best fans ever. I love the YouTube premiere. I love all the support that we're getting. Even though we've been put in the small studio, the fans really have our backs. And I know I give them a lot of tough love, Mike, and I coach them up. But it's all from love. It's all from love. And Shannon has to be like, we have good parent, bad parent, because I've got to be the tough love person. Shannon goes, dial it back. You're being a little too hard on him. I'm like, Shannon, not now. I scream at her then. And then we have our back and forth. But it's like the fans are our children. And they're great. And they're very loving. And we appreciate you guys. I don't think I say it enough. But I'm saying it now. I appreciate you guys. And thank you so much for joining. Any final thoughts, Mike? Now you just finished that shot. Yeah. You polished it off.
I knocked it back. I'm getting emotional now.
Are you?
I've been a fan for a while, Mike.
Yeah?
I honestly, but you're even the
before the
man.
Last pod, but the last podcast,
even before I've watched you when you were fucking doing it, the show with one of your friends, and then another friend left,
right?
And then it was this, then the name changed four times. And I just want to let you know, I've watched it grow.
You're making me feel bad
as a friend. I've watched as a fan. Right. I've watched it grow.
Right.
And it is right now. You're at this is it. It's so good. I love you. And I'm happy for you, but I think this is it. You got it.
Right.
You fucking figured it out.
Right.
This is hilarious.
We lost a lot of friends.
And
then rekindled some, and then we lost a few more. And now we've been put into the small studio.
And I'm here. And you got a fucking nobody.
No, you came. You're not a nobody. You're a rising star in the podcast world and in the comedy world.
I'm a
rising star. Now, hopefully, you'll have a kid if you stop the liquor and you start the working out and get your sperm in shape in order to fertilize an egg and to give life.
I need to give life. But you've given me life.
But I think that's why people love this podcast, because we're all kind of broken toys. You have your issues. I have my issues. Shannon over there has her issues.
Lots of them.
But I think the main point, the reason people tune in is because, one, there's vulnerability, and two, we're good looking. And the amount of sexuality on this podcast is blowing their screens apart. And probably the reason more people aren't watching us is because they can't stop masturbating to us.
It's a fact. They look at us and they know we smell good.
They know we smell good, and they know we look good. Mm-hmm. And a lot of fans, and I've said this before, just have to listen because they can't look, because they'll get stimulated. Mm-hmm. And that's for our female fans, mm-hmm. and that's for our male fans, and that's for our non-binaries, and that's for the mm-hmm. people who are watching who haven't quite figured their sexuality out. Mm-hmm. They're stimulated.
Who do you identify as?
I identify as a him.
Okay.
As a him.
Same.
I would like to identify as a Bigfoot.
Is that you talking about your pecker?
No. Kind of like a beast.
Mm.
Yeah. Did you ever think about that? Yeah. Where you would like to identify with something all-powerful, like a Hulk?
Yeah, or like a Wolverine.
A Wolverine?
Yeah.
Shannon, what would you like to identify with? Maybe a Wonder Woman?
Maybe. I'm trying to think of a strong female character.
A strong female character. A producer who can also take a fairy.
A guerrera. That's a warrior in Spanish. Espanol.
A Spanish warrior?
Guerrera.
Guerrera?
Guerrera.
We learned something. I think that's the word of the day. Guerrera.
Guerrera.
Get out of here. Too far. Figs, thank you for coming.
Anytime, man. I love this. It's so much fun. Please take me on the road to do things with me, man.
I would like to be on the road more.
You know. I like that when I said
you
guys,
if you bookers are watching, I would like to be on the road myself more.
I go, Sebastian. You go, I want to be Sebastian.
I want to meet him.
We don't need Sebastian.
We need each other.
We have each other.
Yes. This is a tight family here at the Gas Digital, and it just got smaller because we're in the small studio, so we got tighter, you know? For Figs, I appreciate you coming on. Do me a solid.
A blast.
Always good banter, back and forth.
Baby.
You're very fast. Your impressions are very good, and except the one of me, which was emasculating and disrespectful. But you're great. Shannon, I love you, and it's going to work out, and I think a couple of more vacations. Maybe you can go to Alabama for an hour. For Figs, for the amazing Shannon Lee, I'm Mike Vecchione, October 23rd, Long Island. I hope to see you there for my hour taping, 7 and 930govs.com. Goodbye! Guys, thank you for listening to Mike Vecchione Investigates. And if you go to gasdigitalnetwork.com and use promo code MBI, you will get 1 week free. That's gasdigitalnetwork.com, promo code MBI, you will get 1 week free. Thank you again for listening to Mike Vecchione Investigates on the Gas Digital Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.